Are you planning to start an online shop? Or as they say in the Netherlands, a web shop? Starting an online shop involves more than just developing your website. I'm going to guide you through the most important steps so you can get off to a well-prepared start. Let's begin. Step one is prepare. Check whether you are allowed to run a business in the Netherlands. To run a business in the Netherlands, you must fulfill a number of conditions. If you are not an EU citizen, you may need a residence permit. The interactive tool Coming to the Netherlands as an Entrepreneur can help you find out quickly which permits you need. Check if your online shop is a business. When is your online shop considered as a business? KVK and the Tax Administration each use certain criteria for this, including factors like profitability, level of independence, and number of customers. Check the conditions for running an online shop from home. If you want to start an online shop from home, you need to make sure you do not cause any nuisance to your neighbors, for instance, because of extra traffic caused by parcel services. Check your municipality's environment plan to see what is and isn't allowed. You can also think about drop shipping to limit nuisance. Proceed to step two, register. Register your online shop's domain name. When you start your online shop, you also choose and register an available domain name. Also, make sure you do not infringe on any copyright, trademark, or other trade name rights of other businesses. Register your online shop with KVK. You need a legal structure for your registration in the KVK Business Register. It determines your liability and which taxes you have to pay. Many self-employed professionals without personnel, or ZZP'ers as they are called in the Netherlands, register as an eenmanszaak. KVK will pass on your details to the Tax Administration. They will send you your VAT number and VAT ID. Now let's go to the next step. Consider rules and regulations. Find out what taxes you need to pay. If your online shop is a source of income, the Tax Administration will probably consider you an entrepreneur for income tax. You will pay tax on profits from your business. You also have to pay turnover tax, called VAT, on most of the products and services you sell. Make sure you keep good business records. As a business owner, you are required by law to keep records and retain them for at least 7 years. You can use an online accounting program for this. And do you want to make use of the entrepreneur allowance? Well, then make sure to track your hours. Comply with online sales laws and regulations. Your online shop has to meet several regulations. For instance, you have to provide information about your online shop. For example, cookies, the cooling off period, delivery and payment, guarantees, and the ordering process. Your customer reviews and price reductions must be real. And don't forget to put a privacy statement on your website. Check requirements for products, packaging, and labels. Product safety is important. That is why the Netherlands Food and Consumer Product Safety Authority, the NVWA, checks whether the products you sell through your online shop meet the requirements. Check the product safety section on business.gov.nl to see what rules apply. Also remember that there are rules for packaging and labels. We now move on to step four, get started. Prevent online fraud. Online criminals can attack your online shop via your IT systems and mobile phone. Protect yourself against cybercrime by taking the appropriate measures. Secure your website with Transport Layer Security, TLS, and prevent personal and payment data from being intercepted. Use general terms and conditions. It is wise to use general terms and conditions in your online shop. By doing so, you directly establish rights and obligations for both you and your customers. General terms and conditions reduce the risks you run as an entrepreneur. For example, when it comes to the right of return. Choose which payment methods you will use. You can offer various payment methods in your online shop, such as iDeal, credit card, PayPal, or payment after delivery. Don't ask for full payment upfront. This is not allowed. Make sure you pay the fees per transaction. And now let's go to the last step. Good to know. Apply for an online shop seal of approval. A quality mark for your online shop gives confidence to your customers. Through organizations such as Webwinkelkur, Tauswinkel.org, Kurmerk.info and Kuhshops.org, you can apply for a quality mark and download model terms and conditions. Moreover, they offer advice, market research, and complaint mediation. These are the most important steps to start your own online shop. Follow them, and you will be well prepared. Want to know more? Then check out the business.gov.nl website. Good luck starting your online shop.